Welcome to Philanthropy Today, powered by the GMCF, the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. I'm Dave Lewis, your host for Philanthropy Today, where we discuss the efforts of members of the nonprofit community that are working in conjunction with the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. We have a new series of episodes, and we call them the 25 Days of Christmas, where our focus will be on end-of-year giving and holiday hopes for our organizations. We'd also like to remind you to subscribe or follow Philanthropy Today wherever you get your podcasts, and you'll get notifications when our new episodes launch. Now to the 25 Days of Christmas on Philanthropy Today. Visiting today on Philanthropy Today with two individuals from the Flint Hills Summer Fun Camp, we have Ashley Eckleberry. Hi, Ashley.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
And you brought along a friend, Ryan Smallwood.
Hello, sir.
Glad to have you here today. Tell us about the Flint Hills Summer Fun Camp, Ashley.
So the Flint Hills Summer Fun Camp is a set of programs that really was started by a group of parents because there was a need for that population of students. We're primarily focused with helping students who are on the autism spectrum. And really, there's not anything geared towards them during the summer, nothing to really keep them in a routine, keep enriching them, keep providing them opportunities to interact in the community and for the community to really interact with them. So a group of parents came together in 2010, and they created this. And it's kind of continued to go on from there. And so that's kind of really where our heart is. We are still definitely focused on providing those opportunities for those students. But over the years, we've also realized, you know what? There's not really a lot of opportunities for other kids with special needs as well. And so we've been able to really bring them into the fold, too, and provide them a safe place where it's okay to be you. We recognize what you need. You need to keep getting services as well, but you also need to have fun experiences that you might not otherwise get opportunities for. And so that's our goal. We want to keep providing that for the Manhattan students and the areas around us.
You have the camps in the summertime?
Yes. We are solely in the summer. We usually do about 8 weeks of camp for the lower grades. And then we do also offer camps for the middle and high school kids. And those usually run about 6 weeks. So we are solely in the summer. We are out of one of the district schools. So it kind of works for us to be in the summer because they're not being utilized by the school district.
Brian, how many kids you get coming through the camp?
It kind of depends on the year. Pre-COVID, we had 60-ish kids normally. We took the year off when COVID first hit, and then last year, being back in business, we had close to about 40 kids. We just kind of smaller numbers, but we were just happy to be able to provide those services again. So ultimately, we'd love to get back up to that 60, 70, you know, as many kids as we can get, the better. But we still try to keep lower classroom sizes to try and give as much support to the students as we can in a safe and open environment.
Where do you have the camp, Brian?
It kind of bounces around. We work with the school district. Most of the employees there are all USD 383 employees. And so we've had it at Northview before. We were there last year. We were at Bluemont a couple years ago. We're still in talks with the district right now to figure out exactly where with the construction schedule and things like that, where they're going to place us. But it'll be one of the district schools. And once we get that information, we'll be able to put it out on our information, our website, and things like that. Last year, we were at Northview, and we're just kind of waiting to see exactly where we'll end up.
What's the age range for the kids that attend?
The younger camp is first grade through sixth grade, and then our older camp is seventh through high school. And we do have kind of a nice mix when it comes to all that. We have a little bit lower numbers in the upper camps. That's a focus of ours this year, is to try to boost those numbers as well. And it's a nice mix. You know, there's an opportunity for every student in the district to have something over the summer available to them.
Ashley, do you have full-time, part-time, volunteer people?
Yeah, so I think that's kind of the beauty of the camps. And that works for both the kids and the staff. We typically will offer ESY services. So for those students who still qualify for that through the school district, they can get that through our camp. So sometimes we have staff that just works in the mornings. Sometimes we have staff that just works in the afternoon. Sometimes we have staff that will work all day, but maybe they'll just do the first session, so the first 4 weeks or the last 4 weeks. We also have students who do the same thing. we have a lot of families who will pick one session, maybe the first part of summer. That's when they're going to go do their family vacations and traveling and all of that. But then they'll join us the second half, and vice versa. So it really, there is a way to get, if you want to be involved and you want your child to be involved, or you want to be involved as a worker, we have a will and a way, and we will make it work to get you what you need.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about 2021, because it was a lot better than 2020.
Oh my goodness, yes.
But it still had its challenges. But let's just kind of recap 2021 and tell me what you think some of the little victories you may have had.
I mean, I think the biggest victory one was being able to have it, being able to get some of those kids who we hadn't been able to see that year before. That was really a heartbreak when we were planning on having it in 2020. And then everything kind of took off and we had to kind of cancel that for some families. And we knew that was going to be hard. So getting to see some of those returning faces. We've had some kids who have been with us since the very first time that they were able to get in there. So they've been with it for 4 or 5 years. So being able to see them back last summer, I mean, those first couple of days, it was just nothing but smiles all around. It was really good to see those families back, to be able to make those connections with those families again. We tried during 2020 by doing some online programming and offering some resources that way, but it does not compete to being able to see those parents and to see the joy on their face that they know that their kid's going to be in a safe environment. They're going to still get the services that they need. They're going to get enrichment like music and art and PE that's going to be at their child's level. And then we also had a lot of new faces, and not just students with special needs. We had a lot more peers, which is something we are always looking for. We want to make sure that that peer component is there, so that way students have an example to look towards, but it's also really good for the peers too. And we had a lot more peers come in this last summer. So I would say for me, those were kind of my biggest victories to see as we went through this past summer.
Brian, how's the Flint Hills Summer Fun Camp funded?
So a lot of it kind of stems from initial funding that was raised when the camp was founded. We did a lot of fundraising. We had a big silent auction. A lot of things were donated by Coach Snyder and things like that, and they brought in a whole bunch of money. And that kind of is what got us started. Since then, we've done predominantly grant writing and donations and things like that. There is a tuition piece that comes to camp. And we try to keep that as low as we possibly can, because we want to be able to offer these opportunities for students. We don't want them to be turned away just because a family can't afford the support or things like that. And so we try to raise as much money independently as we can to put back into the students. And so there is that small portion that comes from tuition that we have. But then we go through the Greater Manhattan Foundation, and we do as many grants as we can. We reach out to the community grants. We're always looking for donations and things like that. So it's a nice mix. It's really a community feel, which is what we aim for. That's kind of our purpose anyway. And so being able to mix as much of the community funding and grant funding as we can keep those tuition costs lower for the students.
Ashley, let's take a peek ahead, 2022, which is still kind of strange and surreal to say. What do you have in store for the Flint Hills Summer Fun Camp?
Ideally, we're going to just put it out into the universe that COVID's going to just quiet itself back down. We're going to be able to get back to getting out in the community. So going back on field trips, taking our students out so they can see the zoo, so they can go to places like the Children's Discovery Center in Topeka, getting more people to come in. We want our students to have connections out in the community. We want the community to have connections with this population of students. And so for me, that is like one of our biggest things, is I want to be able to get back to that. I know that that was a big thing with a lot of our families and our staff. We were really disappointed with some of the restrictions. We know that we had to keep everyone safe, but we are ready to get back out and really show the community that we are still here and make those relationships stronger. So we're really looking forward to all the fun things that Manhattan and the surrounding areas have to offer.
You know, one of the things we've been consistent in asking in our 25 Days of Christmas is, what would your Christmas wish be? It almost sounds like you just gave it to me.
I think that that's part of it. I think we've kind of got a bigger plan for a Christmas wish.
Do tell.
So many of our students, due to the level of their need, will need additional support. So like a one-on-one para, or even just splitting a para, kind of making those teacher ratios kind of smaller for them. But that is an extra cost, because they're essentially having to pay for that other person. And so Ryan had an awesome idea, and we've kind of restructured how we're doing our scholarships and our donations, and we would really love to be able to fund every student who needs that additional support. So that is not a cost that any family would have to worry about, knowing that their child needs that level of support. How are they going to be able to pay for that person, essentially? We would love to be able to say that we can offer every single one of those students a scholarship, so that is off of the family's plate. So that is our ultimate goal. Yes, it will still be nice to be able to do those field trips and things, but we want to make sure that every student that needs that support can have it without families having to worry about it.
That's a worthy wish.
Yes, we can do it. We believe.
Ryan, how can people find out more about the Flint Hills Summer Fun Camps?
So the main place to go to is our website, which is just flinthillsummerfuncamp.com. That'll have all the information from past events and things like that on there. Ashley is great at keeping that up to date. So anything that you see there, we do have our Facebook page. We'll put out a lot of notifications there, things that are going on, any fundraisers that we have. But then you can also contact either Ashley or I directly. Both of our emails are available through the district, so if you find either one of us, I don't know if you want to share our emails or not, but you can send us messages if you're looking for specific information about camp. Ashley is the way to go. If you're looking for information about donations or things like that, you can send those to me. With us both being in the district, we're fairly accessible to the community, easy to get to us. So just check out any of those things. We're happy to answer questions, but then the website and the Facebook page are our main ways that we shoot information out to everybody.
It's Philanthropy Today's 25 Days of Christmas, and our guests today have been Ashley Eckleberry and Ryan Smallwood with the Flint Hills Summer Fun Camp. And you got a lot in store for 2020. Everybody at the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation wishes both of you well and hope that your dreams come true.
Thank you. We're very excited.
Thank you for joining us on Philanthropy Today, powered by the GMCF, the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. On our podcast, we discuss the efforts of members of the nonprofit community that work in conjunction with the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. We have this new series of episodes called The 25 Days of Christmas, where we talk about end-of-year giving and holiday hopes for our organizations. Find out more about the work we do at the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation on our website at mcfks.org. And just a quick reminder, subscribe or follow Philanthropy Today wherever you get your podcasts so you can get the notifications when our new episodes launch. I'm Dave Lewis. We'll see you next time.